A news reporter stated that the family farm was not listed as an occupation on a census taken several years ago. There just aren't enough of them left to make it worthwhile. We laugh now, he said, but we'll cry later. One of the greatest sources of strength for our nation in the past has been the family farm. People who come from the family farms of America spend time at home, spend time in the country, learn how to work, and experience a sense of accomplishment. I wouldn't trade my experience of growing up on a family farm for anything. I'm especially grateful for parents who raised me on one. Oh, sure, as a kid I complained, I suppose most kids do. But the work was good for me. South Dakota had a lot of wind, but many evenings became calm and still. And after a long, hard day, it was relaxing to sit in front of the house and listen to and watch the wild ducks as they quacked and skidded in for landings on the lake a short distance away. People in the city enjoy the city, I guess. But for me, I still enjoy the country. This is Rod Bieber with Seedtime and Harvest.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. I feel a hot wind on my
shoulder. Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you. Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Every day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The first hour is archived on the podcasts on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth site. Both hours are archived on 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. Sundays, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program from 10 to 1 Mountain Time. Every these programs are Mountain Time. I forget to say that. And the Olive Tree programs are also archived on 1360KHNC.com. On AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, there's an hour delay, so the programs are heard from 11 to 2 on Sundays. And then the evenings, 6 to 7, Monday through Friday, the first hour on 1360 AM Radio, Johnstown, Colorado. In the last hour, just documenting what travels across the desert floor, this great, vast desert floor of history, U.S. history. I didn't care much for U.S. history in high school. I didn't care about Civil War, War of 1812. World War I, World War II. I didn't know the Vietnam War. I might get drafted. I did watch a little bit of what was happening there. Didn't really consider much of world history. I knew about Napoleon having his right hand in his over his heart in his vest. Didn't know what that meant. And the English. The sun never set on the English Empire, on the English Empire, British, and a little bit about China. It wasn't until I became a Christian. I mean, I watched the news, especially during the Vietnam era, because there's a possibility I'm going to get drafted. But when I met the Lord, once I met Jesus Christ, something changed. I began to read the Bible, prophecies in the Bible, sayings of Christ, the Gospels, the writings of Paul and Peter and the other New Testament writers, and the book of Revelation. And I began to pay a little more attention. I have a pastor that one day in a meeting said that something very strange, but he said that at the UN, some of the nations in Africa had gone to the UN and protested and were petitioning a vote on restricting the United States, Russia, and China from interfering with the weather patterns of the nations in Africa. And I sat there in the meeting. It was a Sunday night. And I'm thinking, wow. And he said that these nations they would cause drought, or they would cause it to rain heavy, and they were interfering with the weather patterns and disrupting the growing season. I hadn't read much about the Vietnam War and our weather warfare in Vietnam. We prolonged the monsoon season. I didn't pay much attention, but when he told me that, something happened. And all of a sudden, I took an interest in seeing the world from God's perspective, through the eyes of the Bible. And I knew back then, according to the book of Revelation in the 70s, in like 1972, 73, that in the Bible, at some point you can't buy and sell if you don't take a mark or have a number. And also, there were going to be wars, and I'm thinking, well, Vietnam War, which was premature. But something happened. I read the book, The Trilateral Commission. And I was a little shocked, thinking, wait a minute. These people are going to have three financial centers in the world and control the world's finances through these three, Japan, Europe, basically England, and the United States. And from that point, God took me into reading the scripture and looking at what's happening in the world. And I realized how important history was. And through the years, in God, as a sovereign God, there's a verse in the book of Proverbs where we choose our path, God places our steps. I think it's Proverbs. I'm trying to remember exactly where. In other words, you pick up your foot and you lean forward, and God will put your foot down right where it needs to be. You have to believe God will do that. You pick up your left foot and you lean forward, and God will place it right where it needs to be on stable ground. And this is what God has done through the years. I would read an article, think nothing of it, and then years later, bingo, I would remember. And things began to fit. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Let's continue to see how things fit together. The Present Truth.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
America,
I just need to mention one more time, and I'll continue to mention, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, America's Freedom on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, The Present Truth. Podcasts, both hours, 1360KHNC.com. Now, presently we are watching a revolt, a revolution. There is a war taking place between the Republican Party, or what we call the Republican Party. It's really the conservatives and the liberals in America. There's a revolution. There's a war. There's a conflict. Now, I'm going to tell you that also in the occult world, there is a coup. There is a revelation, a revolution taking place. This is a revelation of a revolution. I'll put it to you that way. I'll give you that revelation that in the occult world, in the United States of America, there is a war, there is a revolution, there is a revolt. There are two satanic covens in the Democrat Party that are at war right now. There is a major spiritual war taking place between a Biden and a Obama power structure. And we're witnessing, though we may not see it with your physical eyes, you can tell that the Biden or slash Kamala to some degree group is going to lose ground, is losing ground. They don't have the power that the side A, side B has. Side A is in the open, side B is hidden. But we're going to see what happens. But I'm telling you, giving you a revelation of a revolution in that world. I'm trying to remember where I left off at the last break. I'll remember. Don't worry. I'll remember what I was talking about. I had some points I wanted to make. And I'm not going to forget them. Going back to where I almost forgot but didn't, I started to realize how important history was, and most Christian people don't think history is important for the most part. The fellowship or the church that I was a member of, they did not believe America was in the Bible. But I remember thinking about the Vietnam War. I'd come home at nights after work, 6 o'clock news, Walter Cronkite, the daily activities in the Vietnam War, our campaign, and the different battles that were fought. Daily, every night, Walter Cronkite, the globalist. He wasn't an American. He was not an American. He was a globalist. This is what's happening right now. Kamala, Walls, the whole group are globalists. They're fighting for control of the world. They're not doing anything on behalf of mankind, humanity, except trying to cull the herd. This is what we're witnessing. But I'm thinking, okay, and I just assumed, okay, America's not in the Bible. But I kept looking at, I remember coming home one night, and they took this, I don't know if it was an F, what series, jet, and they were, this jet was flying, they had the video, the cameras on board, and this thing was flying toward a village, and this jet unleashed rockets and bullets and everything that had on board in like 4 seconds, And as it's unleashing every bullet and bomb and I don't know what all it had, the camera blurred because of the recoil, just caused the plane to shake. Then everything came back into focus, and you could just see the tracers and everything starting to hit the ground. And it took out everything within probably a quarter of a mile, a strip maybe the width of a football field. Just eliminated everything. And I remember, I'm 20-something years old, early 20s, I could not believe it. I thought, whoa. This is, how do these people have it? How do these people even have a chance? And it just took out everything. Trees, the huts, anything. Things you couldn't even see. Then I really started studying the Bible, and I realized America's in the Bible. Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 18, Revelation 17, the military-industrial complex, all of the corporations are controlling mechanisms to rule the world, our culture, what we are we export McDonald's. We export now every kind of sin known to man. We export a culture like Egypt, the culture of Egypt, or the culture of Babylon. France has its own culture. England has its own culture. We have our own culture. And this is why the people of the world want to come here. And I realized Revelation 17, the politics, the leaders, how we work with the nations, we rule the nations, we grant them a little bit of authority, we give them opportunities to do work with us. The end of Revelation 17, the coming ruler of this country, giving power to 10 kings to destroy America. Russia's not going to destroy America. England, China. No, these nations, even through invasion, are not going to destroy this country. The invasion is in the Bible, in Jeremiah 50 and 51. These people are coming here to steal the wealth of the nation, to strip us, to rob us. It's a judgment from God. Then in chapter 18, shows you the culture in detail, what is important. At the top, gold, silver, gems, and then all the items right down to slaves and souls of men. The least important, slaves and souls of men. Horses are more valuable than the people. Horses representing vehicles, cars, ways of ways to move, transportation. And then slaves, and then souls of men. Christ died for souls of men at the very bottom, that man might have eternal life. Christ died for the soul of every individual that will receive him. Then free them physically from whatever oppresses them, to free them so they can enjoy life. The number one objective of God is that mankind would enjoy life, that life would be something great, enjoyable, and that God would be known through the enjoyment of life itself. The last thing Christ died for was gems, silver, and gold. So it's just the reverse. America. And it says in Revelation 18, this great slaughter of mankind before Christ returns, all the deaths of these people will be placed on the head of this Babylon the Great. This is why history is important. And now, the greatest period of time in mankind's history, the most eventful time, it's like the fireworks show that I've given the analogy. You go to 4th of July evening, 9:30, it's dark, the fireworks display begins, basically 20 to 30 minutes, and there's bing, 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 pop, 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 pop. But at the last 3 minutes, that's when it all, the sky is just lit up. Each flash shows you the smoke of the previous mortar explosion. And everybody gets the wow factor. The world's going to get the wow factor. And it's not going to be just the wicked coming to destroy everything. No. This is the time now where Christ is going to reveal himself to mankind like never before. And how is he going to do that? Through media, through the internet, through social media. Even though the wicked in media don't want to do it, even they are going to be used by God to reveal the reality of Jesus Christ. They don't want to do that, but they're going to. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, it starts out where the God's intention for his people was to make the name of God great, to publish the name of the great God of the universe and his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the plan for mankind in this time period. And the children of the devil, their objective is to make the one they serve, Lucifer, to make him, his power known, his name great, to represent him as faithfully as they can. There is a big spiritual war that has occurred and is now started. We are in the final decade, into the decade already. We're a year and a half plus into the final 10 years before Christ returns. This is the battle the whole world is watching. And Europe and the nations are watching the center, the focus of everything happening is the United States of America. The whole universe right now is focused on Israel and also on the United States of America, because this election is going to change the direction of the ship, this massive, massive cargo ship, oil tanker in the ocean that takes 10 miles to take a right turn. We're taking a wrong turn, and the whole world's going to watch it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale starts Thursday, August 22nd. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix or match a second tree for 50 cents. That's two trees for $170. The 50-cent tree sale. Come
you
see.
Take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
To the Hotel California. I've stated this before, I'll state it again. They're either going to come to the United States to meet Jesus Christ, to be saved for eternity, or they're going to come here to take the mark of the beast, or die before their time. America's in the Bible. It's called the land of the free and circle. The Christian people are asleep. I'm afraid they won't wake up in time for the great bulk of American Christians. They will never know what hits them. And the people in general. We are a nation you cannot... Who's, even in Revelation chapter 11, who can make war with the beast, meaning America, or the beast, an individual, that's going to cause people to worship, that will force people to worship him? Who can make war with America? Physically, because of our technology, because of our sophisticated weaponry, you can't make war with us physically. Russia and China are destroying us a different way. De-dollarization. I'm just trying to think. With this, there is a revolt within the world of secret societies. There is a shift coming within the occult world. Two groups fighting for who is going to win and control America. Which of the groups? The Biden, Harris, Walls, Camp, Pelosi, all these. I wonder if I'm going to, I finish my thought. That side or the Obama camp? Who do you think? Okay, I'll give you an example. Let's say that the governor of California, what is his name? I cannot think of his name right now. I'll remember it. Gavin Newsom. Do you think Gavin Newsom would be more loyal to Obama or Kamala? You decide. Who would Gavin be if given an opportunity to work for one of the two? Well, I don't think he wants to work for an individual that was told, do not laugh. Do not cackle. It makes you look like an idiot. Or a sophisticated deceiver like Obama. I'll give you another example. How about Jared Polis? Let's say that in the time to come, once they resume power, who would Polis prefer to work for? Kamala? The one who puts together a salad in about a minute? Or Obama, who is cunningly, subtly a persuader, a flatterer? It's been not very hard. It's not very, you see what's coming. I'm telling you what's coming. I'm giving you revelation of what's coming. Can we stop it? No. Donald Trump, just today, out of England, the city of London. I've talked about Pilgrim Society, 1902, City of London, 1901, 1902, City of London. 6 months later, the Rockefellers, they pull their whole power structure into the secret society, Pilgrim Society in City of London. Now you have City of London East, City of London West. I'm sorry, Pilgrim Society East, Pilgrim Society West. I have all these thoughts and I have to keep them. I want to be crystal clear. That's what they say, the politicians. Now, let me be clear here. Well, the city of London, Britain's bankers, they want Donald Trump back. Fall down, pass out, and wake up in 10 seconds. This is unbelievable. This is why I say there is a war within the secret societies, within the covens, the powerful satanic powers in the world. There is a war. Whisper it, but the city of London wants Donald Trump back. As the United States heads for a highly contentious and close election in November at the top of London's pragmatic financial district, there's a distinct lack of fear. A distinct lack of fear. And even a little enthusiasm at the prospect of Trump returning to the White House. They're pushing for it. For the city, the real golden goose under the new U.S. president would be able to insert financial service teams into the United States. A U.K. free trade agreement. That idea died under President Joe Biden and seems unlikely to be revived under the Harris presidency. But under Trump, it could. These individuals, they know, like I mentioned 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, or I mentioned, and I'm going to have to wait to mention what I mentioned. I'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury, it's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm.
So I was going to say that a few days ago I was visiting with you about Donald Trump's financial policies. Why, if he should be elected, this world would basically be at the beginning of a utopia. Because he would stop the wars. There would be some resolution in Israel, in the conflict with the terrorists. Ukraine, NATO nations would probably be told, we're not going to fund you anymore. Do not continue to provoke Russia. That that the plan by the globalists is over. Zelensky would be basically asked to retire. There'd be fair elections in Ukraine. There'd be peace between Ukraine and Russia. Oh, my goodness. Then the economy. Trump has a plan financially for the economy. This is what the bankers in England realize. And they realize that to save them internationally, Trump is the one that would put in the policies that will help them. And this group, these are the one, this is the group that helped Trump, that helped the Democrats overthrow Trump in the last election. All of a sudden, they've reversed their stance. These people do have a say over what happens in the United States concerning the senior executive service and the continuity of government. They have great sway in what happens in this country. These are the people that back the pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer and all of them. And all of a sudden, now they're changing their tune. They're not even, there's no fear of Trump winning. Even there's enthusiasm at the prospect of Trump returning to the White House. There is a war happening in the occult world. In the occult world. And I'm going to tell you my view. This group, they know the one they do not want back is Barry Satoru. The nations do not want Barry Satoru back. Trump would bring in the end to most of the wars. There'd be the end of the America's hegemonic persuasion through the at the end of a barrel or the push of a button on a digital system somewhere that sanctions a nation. There'll be an end to that. What's happening with China? This conflict in the Far East, China, the Philippines, they are being provoked by China, by the ships out in the ocean. China, there's a reef out there that China wants. China wants it all. Xi Jinping, his plan, his vision is a world hegemony owned by China by 2049. And that plan, he's not deviating from that plan in spite of being a member of the BRICS network, the group of multipolar nations, though working with Russia. Once Russia is destroyed next year, when Russia, as a military power and a financial power and a global power, comes to an end next year, I still think it'll be Vladimir Putin that is going to be the president that takes the Russian armies down to the Middle East. I think it's going to be Vladimir Putin. Once they're defeated, it will be Vladimir Putin, if he decides to stay in office, that is going to be able to help the Russian people recover from a great military loss and probably a lot of war that will take place in the nation of Russia itself. There's going to be war inside, in the boundaries, in Moscow. This is what's coming. They do not want Barry Satoru. Donald Trump's, his plan across the board is so brilliant, and no one will report on it. He doesn't have time to report, on it. The people around Trump, they realize what he's going to be able to do. They realize the court systems. Right now, I forgot to put it earlier in the week, the Biden administration right now, they are trying to put in hundreds of judges and load the courts up with their people before the election to, in case Trump wins, to scuttle once again all of his plans. Trump will put in judges that will begin to prosecute the criminals, and the criminals in this country will be put on board in caskets and sent back to their nations if it has to be. This is what a civil servant is supposed to do. Protect the country. He's a civil servant. He's not a messiah. He's a civil servant. He's not a priest. He's not a rabbi. He's a civil servant. He is to protect the people of his land. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Need pain relief? Gruska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared, I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, The Present Truth. Sundays, 10 to 1, on 1360KHNC.com. If you want to stream the Sunday program, And podcasts for both are on 1360khnc.com. The first hour of every day's program is archived on americasfreedomnetwork.com podcast section, Present Truth site. And then weekdays, evenings, 6 to 7, the first hour of the Present Truth program on 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. What Donald Trump would do would be unbelievable. And the hardest thing for me to do is to tell you that he's not going to be able to resume a position in the White House. That is very difficult. I think about and I see and I look at what his policies are. I see how he's going to stop this slide into debt and how he can turn things around within the country, the inflation, the wars, work with the nations, work with China. China is on a path to rule the world. And Donald Trump would definitely have the mechanisms needed to halt China's aggressive attitude toward Taiwan, the Philippines, South Korea, Japan, Cambodia, Vietnam, and a threat to Australia. But he's not going to get that chance. And the City of London, for me to read, or this article, which is out of whatdoesitmean.com, today's article, post, is unbelievable. This is the Pilgrim Society out of London. This is the group with the Families of America that have basically put together the concept of a new world order. And they almost accomplished it. May the Prince of Peace be with you tonight and through the weekend. May the God of Peace be with you also. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Sunday on 1360 AM. For the Olive Tree Ministry radio program, this visit Sunday or next week. Have a wonderful Labor Day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.